Hi, I'm Madeline Shebs, and welcome to the Weekday Meditation. I'm so glad you joined us today. For the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck Allen will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you into a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So settle in and let's join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's Weekday Meditation. One of the reasons that I believe so powerfully in this time of guided prayer and meditation is that it comes with freedom. In Romans chapter 8, beginning in verse 1, the scriptures tell us that therefore there is now no condemnation, there's no guilty verdict, no punishment for those who are in Christ Jesus, folks who believe in Him as personal Lord and Savior. For the law of the Spirit of life, which is in Christ Jesus, the law of our new being, has set you free from the law of sin and death. Now, in this text, there's so much reason for us to want to speak with the Lord daily and to be able to hear from Him, because if He has found us not guilty, that's the only thing that matters. If He's the one that can only offer forgiveness, our time to speak with Him is so cherished. So let's prepare to meditate, and let's draw our breath and our focus toward our breath as if we were stepping away from the hectic pace of this life and stepping into the peace and the presence of Christ Himself. Let's breathe. You ready? Hold it. And now this time, let's draw that breath in through our nose and hold it and kind of send that life-giving oxygen to the part of our soul that needs repair, whether it's loneliness or hurt or unforgiveness, whatever that might be. Send that life-giving oxygen to that part kind of in your mind and your heart and your soul. And then we're going to blow that out as if we were expelling all of the stress and anxiety of this life. You ready? Let's breathe. Hold it. Now send it. And well, as we prepare to meditate, join me in this prayer. Lord, today I am grateful for, and then tell the Lord something. The first thing that comes to the top of your mind and the tip of your tongue. Lord, I'm grateful for and I'm thankful for today. And then finish that sentence. And now I invite you to take just a few moments and join me in this prayer. And then we'll take a few moments of quietude. Lord, today would you be with each person participating in this meditation. Give them peace, give them power, give them crystal clear direction that they might walk with you throughout their entire day. My friend, I'll mind the time and you take a couple of moments and be still and silent. Maybe pull over into a parking lot or get off the treadmill and just stop for a moment for quietude and solitude to hear from the voice of the Lord. I'll be back in just a couple of moments. Well, I want to remind you that in chapter 8, verse 3 in the book of Romans, the scripture says, "For what the law could not do, that is, overcome sin and remove its penalty and its power, being weakened by the flesh, our nature, without the Holy Spirit, God did that for us. He sent His own Son in the likeness of sinful man as an offering for sin, and He condemned sin in the flesh. You know what, friend? He loves you so much that He died for you, rose from the dead, and is creating a home in heaven. That is worth speaking with Him and hearing from Him day by day by day. God bless you. Thanks for joining me on another weekday meditation.
I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the Weekday Meditation on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. If you're looking for more resources like this one, just jump over to our sister podcast, The Weekday Podcast, and add a cup of encouragement to your day. It's just 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week. Pastor Chuck will be back tomorrow with another weekday meditation. Thanks for joining us today, and go in peace.